And now we continue on with our next guest. It's our officer series apparently today. I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Also, your first time here for this year. We had Brian yesterday with the fire department. We had our Chief Rafferty yesterday with the fire department. We had Chief Shaner today. And you today, all on your first for the new year. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
That was a mouthful.
It's good to be back. It feels like it's been a year since I've been here.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally last year.
It was. But no, good to be back. And had a good holiday. I hope everybody else had a good holiday as well.
For sure. Definitely. We last spoke at Share Christmas, had a successful Share Christmas, although the police team police did not hold their lead. I think I texted you that it was the fire department to come through then. But
oh, I thought it was the military.
Military, yes.
Oh,
military,
okay.
Yes. But yeah, no. So we're coming into the new year and not necessarily as positively numbers wise as we would like to see. But today with the snow, we're doing a little better now, too.
Well, on the way down here, I think that I heard that we gave out crash number 70 something for the year already for our post. And that's quite a bit. I mean, we're 15 days into into the new year. So yeah, that is quite a bit. And unfortunately, we are up to 2 fatalities so far in Wayne County.
And that's not a good way to start the year.
No, it's well, any fatality is you know, obviously not good, but we like to keep those numbers at zero.
We want to see everybody get to their destination safe and sound.
Right. And the last one that we handled was on 83 coming out of Worcester. And it involved a person traveling left of center over the double yellow, passing multiple vehicles, going way too fast for the conditions and the roadway. And unfortunately, that ended in a fatal crash.
And there's a reason that the markings are the way they are in the places they are on the roadways.
Yes, so it's never safe to pass on those double yellows unless the only time that you're allowed to pass on a double yellow is if the vehicle in front of you is going less than half of the speed limit. And it's safe to do so. So you can't do so on a curve or a hill crest or anything like that. So really the only time that you're allowed to do that, like I said, the vehicle in front of you has to be going less than half the speed limit. And it is never safe to pass multiple vehicles
at the same time.
People, we need to slow down. Take your time, especially in this weather with the snow and the ice-covered roads. Make sure that you're planning ahead. And you're leaving a little bit earlier than what you think you need to leave so that you're not rushing to get there. You're not speeding. You're not following too close or tailgating people because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going on in the vehicle in front of you. Maybe they have to slam on their brakes. There's still deer out there.
They're
still
running
moving
like
around.
Prey.
If they slam on their brakes to avoid a deer and you rear-end them, that's your fault. So make sure that you're giving plenty of following distances as well.
And the deer don't care what the weather is. Snow, don't care. Sun, don't care. They run. They are crazy. The last one I almost hit. I didn't even get time to hit the brakes because it was just there, and I don't know how I missed it. It was a miracle.
I almost had a deer in my driveway the other day.
In your driveway?
In my driveway. I turned into my driveway, and my driveway is kind of windy, and it's in the woods, so I have to drive through a wooded driveway to get
to my house. Okay, so that makes a little more sense.
So as soon as I turn into my driveway, oh, deer, there's a deer.
Like, we talk about this.
Yes. But no, yeah, just slow down. I think we say that every time I'm here, just slow down, pay attention, avoid those distractions in the car. And, you know, like, we are off to a rocky start. For the new year, we finished last year between Wayne and Holmes County. I think there were 13 fatalities total, which is actually the lowest number in 7 years. So since
I was gonna say that number was down.
Yeah. So since 2018 was the last time we had been that low with those fatal crash numbers. However, we did handle just under 1,500 crashes as a post. That's not saying that's the total amount of crash. There were more crashes than that in Wayne County, but that's about...
That's what you guys
That's what we handled.
Handled.
So that's not the other agencies that handled their own. Worcester City handles a lot of their crashes. I know down here, Holmes County Sheriff's Department handles a lot of the crashes. But for us as a post, we handled just under 1,500 crashes. And when you're looking at, you know, between...
It's like five a day.
It's a lot. between 9 and 11 troopers for a post, and you have 2 to 3 troopers out on any given shift, that's a lot of crashes for us to handle, and we're still trying to look for those crash-causing violations. So when we're always out there constantly handling crashes, it's hard
to stop the crashes.
Right. It gets hard for us to go out there and be proactive and in educating the public on proper, you know, driving procedures and the other part of our job that we do.
And so it's all about making good decisions behind the wheel. You are behind a giant, heavy, moving thing that can do a lot of damage if you're not paying very careful attention.
Yeah, so make sure you're paying attention. Slow down. Wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't go too fast into corners. Driving off-road is still one of the big ones. Oh, and please come to a full stop at stop signs.
What?
Keep your head up. Oh, there's a stop sign. Look left, look right, look left again. We all learn this in grade school. At least I hope we learn this in grade school.
I look left, look right, look left again.
And then,
or look right, look left, or the right again.
The whole time I'm crossing through an intersection,
you're looking.
I'm looking both ways the entire time until I make it to the other side.
I look even in both directions, even when I'm crossing a one lane thing, just because I get. You just never know.
Right, you never know. And we have a lot of hills, a lot of windy roads in Wayne and Holmes County. So just make sure you're paying attention. That's still one of the leading causes of crashes in Wayne and Holmes County are failure to yield from stop signs or at intersections, anything
so
like that.
So many people run the stop signs. I see it every morning.
Yes, there are a lot.
Everywhere.
Make sure you're coming to a full stop, looking, and then going when it's safe to do so.
If I could just hand out tickets on my way to work, let me tell you, I would be the least favorite person in the area.
Oh, I know. Especially when you're driving, when I'm driving my personal car and not my patrol car, you just see so many things that are going on.
We tell you not to do that.
That don't happen when you're driving your patrol car.
Oh, yeah, well, they see your patrol car and, like, everybody follow the rules.
Everybody instantly knows how to drive when they see
amazing?
Our car. It's weird.
It's a miracle.
Yes.
The knowledge has just been dropped into their laps.
But yeah, please drive safe.
Drive like you always have a patrol trooper behind you.
Hell. well, I don't know. 10 miles per hour under the speed limit. It's good on the snowy roads.
I will do the speed. I'm not going less than the speed limit because I don't want to be that person. Like, you're not going to pull me over for doing the speed limit.
Well, like, sometimes you're trying to get to it might not be an emergency call or anything like that, but it's somewhere where I want to drive the speed limit to get to it. But the person
like,
in front of me thinks
the speed
everybody thinks that, you know, the world revolves around everybody in their own
head. Their bubble.
And yeah, everybody has their bubble and they're like, oh, the state trooper's behind me. He's looking for me. He's going
to
get me.
He
What's he going
to
stop
me
for? And I'm like, I'm trying to get somewhere that's not really an emergent, but say I'm trying to get to a non-injury crash or something like that. I'm not going to go lights and sirens because that might create a little bit more of a hazard than just driving there normally. But I still have to get there quickly because the public expects me to
get there
at a certain time. But I still have to drive there. So it takes some time to get there. And then people will think that I'm going to pull them over or something. And they're just, thank you. I appreciate you driving driving well. Thank you. But we're not
drive
always.
Drive well with the speed limit.
We're not always out there to get somebody. That's the biggest thing. So, yeah. I know it's kind of, hey, drive safely, but I'm trying to get somewhere too.
Get out of my way.
But no, I appreciate everybody doing what you can to help make our job a little bit easier. And thank you.
With that, that's our first one of the year.
Yes. One down.
That is Lieutenant Christian Perrin of the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We've got more here on WKLM after this.